Let's check that news for you now.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Linda Kenyon. A manhunt for an escaped inmate is over, CBS's Omar Villafranca reports.
More than 12 hours after sparking a massive search in downtown Houston, police captured 35-year-old Joshua Nigel Thomas Sanders. Police said a special unit known as the Violent Offenders Fugitive Task Force captured the escaped inmate who resisted.
And at that point, our officers and deputies deployed Taser. And the suspect was then taken into custody. At this point, he is currently in a hospital.
Police also said they arrested two others on charges of hindering the apprehension of a suspect.
The suspect escaped during a courthouse appearance. Russian President Putin offering to cease fire and enter peace talks if Ukraine drops its NATO ambitions. Putin also wants Ukraine to withdraw its forces from four Ukrainian regions claimed by Moscow. A senior Ukrainian aide has dismissed those conditions, saying Russia must withdraw from all Ukrainian territory. Five Florida counties are under a state of emergency following record flooding caused by massive rainfall in southern Florida. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez is there.
It's expected to be a fourth straight day of excessive rainfall in South Florida, flooding countless homes and roadways from Fort Myers to Fort Lauderdale, which has already been hard hit.
Cars littered everywhere on top of sidewalks and the median in the middle of the street.
For some longtime residents, this deluge has been different.
13 years, there's been storms, there's been rain, heavy rain, but never like this. This is extreme.
Thousands remain without power. Crews are set to begin demolition today of the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, site of the 2018 mass shooting. Families of the victims have been invited to watch and even take part. These parents have mixed feelings about it.
We are looking forward to that. It's very traumatic.
It'll be difficult when it happens. My son is not happy that it'll be coming down. He worries that people will forget.
17 people were killed in that 2018 school shooting. The building had been kept intact to serve as evidence at the convicted shooter's 2022 penalty trial. A U.S. Justice Department report slams the Phoenix Police Department, accusing it of brutality and bias. Interim Police Chief Michael Sullivan is not taking this lightly.
Do we always perform at the level that we expect? No. This is a dynamic profession dealing with very challenging situations, but we have to continue to work to get it right all the time.
At the Songwriters Hall of Fame ceremony in New York last night, four founding members of REM performed together publicly for the first time in decades. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks. With 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Over a dozen Racine and Kenosha County first responders helped put out a massive barn fire in Summers yesterday. No animals or humans were injured. During his State of the County address this week, Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave proposed over $120 million in projects. Those include upgrades to the 911 system and repairs to the Reef Point Marina. An Ascension employee accidentally downloaded a malicious file. That's what caused the cyber attack. The healthcare provider is offering free credit monitoring to patients. The bus company Coach USA, owner of Wisconsin Coach, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Bus services are expected to continue. A Hard Rock Casino is set to open in Rockford in August. The proposed $360 million Kenosha Casino has received preliminary local approvals, but still needs federal and state authorization. Around 700 runners will participate in the 46th annual Lighthouse Run in Racine tomorrow. The course runs along Lake Michigan and ends with a party at Festival Park. Racine's Sneakerball Juneteenth celebration tonight will recognize community volunteers. The Juneteenth parade is tomorrow morning. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
It's the Brewers and the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers take on the Cincinnati Reds tonight at AmFam Field. Freddy Peralta on the mound for the Crew. Milwaukee in first place, 6.5 games ahead of St. Louis. High school baseball, the De Pere Redbirds defeated Sun Prairie East 5-1 to win their first ever Division I state championship held at Fox City Stadium near Appleton. Senior Landon Rago was the winning pitcher.
Oh, it's amazing. You know, it's a dream being able to play in this game, and for me being able to pitch the whole game, it's amazing.
NFL, the Packers have signed their number one draft pick, Jordan Morgan.
Everybody's friendly. Everybody wants to help out. A lot of the veterans want to help out. They give you pointers. They talk to you about film and on-field stuff, and I feel like that's important for rookies as well.
That now means all 11 players from this year's draft class are under contract. Game 4 of the NBA Finals is tonight in Dallas. The Mavericks host the Celtics, who are up 3-0, and with a win could clinch their first NBA title since 2008 when Doc Rivers was the head coach. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today, will have highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 53. Partly sunny, back to the mid-70s for Saturday. Saturday night, a few showers, maybe some thunderstorms, low of 62. For Sunday, scattered showers and storms, and a high near 87.
Currently, 66 degrees.
I see things when I drive that intrigue me. I drove by a car dealership, and every car on the lot had a balloon on it. Every car. And I wondered, well, what led to that decision? That didn't just happen. There was a moment in time where that was decided upon, and I just wish I was there. They probably sent some new salesman into the GM's office. The guys asked me to come in and talk to you. We're not hitting our quotas, and we're not getting any drive-ons. I wonder if you might have some ideas. Oh, yeah? Let me show you why I'm in charge. We're gonna move these bad boys. Who am I to make fun of that? It must work. They wouldn't do it if it didn't work. I guess people drive by, well, that's it for my day. I am headed home. What? What they're tied to, but I'm buying one.
Turn, turn, turn. There is a season. Turn, turn, turn. Sunshine, highs near 72, clear night tonight, lows 58. For the lighthouse run tomorrow, increasing cloudiness, highs near 73.
Spread Conference Center, local news and timeless hits.
Because I
just to be with you.
News and timeless hits, WRJN. You spoke, we listen, you got them. Hey, coping with a serious illness can be overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Unfortunately, or rather, fortunately in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org. Again, that's hospicealliance.org. I see Reddit users made a list of all the unrealistic things you see a little too often in movies and TV shows. How many times have you seen these things happen? No one ever has to wait for anything in the movies. Not a taxi, coffee, or even a phone call. It's always coming on right when they need it. Always finding a parking place. This used to get me on the TV show Dallas when J.R. Ewing used to pull into the big Ewing Oil office building on the street, and he got the first parking place right in front of the door. Being able to up and leave for a trip without planning. How many times do you see in the movie, quick, we got to get out to England tomorrow. Okay, let's go. No planning, nothing. Someone who is bedridden for months, able to get up quickly and walk, having time for full-on breakfast before work or school. I used to always love that on Leave It to Beaver. I mean, Ward used to come down. He's late for work, but he had this big, giant breakfast every morning. Never setting a time for things, yet characters always seem to know when to meet up. And finally, the villain wasting time. Instead of killing the main character right away, they sit there and explain the entire plot to them. How often do you think that happens? Only in the movies, only on TV, huh?
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
Check, check, 1, 2.
These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June as Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
The annual June Pride event in Milwaukee is the oldest and largest in the state. U.S. News and World Report also includes it as one of the top 20 LGBTQ plus celebrations in the country. But the parade and several-day festival started as a one-day protest. The Milwaukee demonstration in June of 1970 was timed around the first anniversary of the brutal police raid at the Stonewall Inn in New York City. It's also the first time people showed support for gay rights in Wisconsin, sparking a social awakening that continues today. I'm Terry Barr.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against modern jazz. Unless they try to play it too darn fast. And change the beauty of the melody. Until it sounds just like a symphony. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I took my loved one over across the tracks. So she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rockin' band. Man, they were blowin' like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Them Georgie folks, they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. Don't care to hear them. To dig a mambo. It's way too early for the Congo. So keep a rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me.
We just played the Beatles cover version of that song the other day, and I said, you know, I got to find the Chuck Berry version, and there it is. You had both versions, the Beatles from the Beatles' second album, and you heard Chuck Berry, rock and roll music, right here, local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We'll be right back. Side of that 45 RPM, because one side was I Feel Fine, the other side was She's a Woman. Never quite sure which was supposed to be the A side and the B side. Well, one in four bosses has an employee they wish would leave the company. How are they getting you to quit? Well, here's what they do. They give you a formal warning. They point out your shortcomings quite often, reduce their responsibilities, and hire their eventual replacement. Or you could do what the boss did for me several years ago. Just walk. Well, actually, he didn't walk up to me. He called me on the phone and said, "We no longer need you here." I said, "Merry Christmas to you, too." It was the day after Christmas. I said, "Merry Christmas to you, too, sir." All right. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN 99.9 FM and Racine 98.1 FM in Kenosha on the historic, legendary AM frequency of 1400. News coming up right now.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump is walking back what he said about Milwaukee being a horrible city. Punch Bowl News reports Trump made the remark to U.S. House Republicans yesterday. Trump tells Fox News he was referring to crime and unproven accusations of election fraud. Trump says he loves Milwaukee. Fewer than 2% of state lawmakers around the country hold down working-class jobs. That's according to a new study from Duke and Loyola Chicago Universities. Co-author Nicholas Karn says that skews lawmakers' perspectives.
If there's a problem facing lawyers, you can be darn sure the state legislature is going to hear about it. But if there's a problem facing working-class people, our institutions can miss it.
Karn says lowering the cost of campaigning and raising legislative salaries might help. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Over a dozen Racine and Kenosha County rescue departments helped put out a massive barn fire yesterday. It was in Summers, just off 142 west of Highway H. Reports indicate there were no animals inside and no humans were injured. During his 10th State of the County address this week, Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave proposed projects exceeding $120 million. Those include upgrades to the countywide 911 system. Delagrave also said that the Reef Point Marina needs repairs and upgrades are mandated by the Wisconsin DNR. The county is expected to deliver a marina plan this year. An area Hard Rock Casino grand opening is set for August. It's obviously not the one in Kenosha, but Hard Rock Rockford will open at the end of the summer. The proposed $360 million Kenosha Casino has received preliminary local approvals. However, the Menominee Tribe still needs to secure approval from the U.S. Department of Interior. It would then need the governor to approve. Over 700 runners will take over Racine tomorrow. The 46th annual Lighthouse Run is a fundraiser for the Racine Family YMCA. This year, the run has a home at Festival Park. There's been several paths taken over the years, with the course this year taking runners along the Lake Michigan Pathway downtown and all the way to the Wind Point Lighthouse. It'll then loop back. There are plans for a party back at Festival Park post-race. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Sunshine today will have highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, a low around 53. Partly sunny, back to the mid-70s for Saturday. Saturday night, a few showers, maybe some thunderstorms, low of 62. For Sunday, scattered showers and storms and a high near 87.
Currently, 69 degrees.
Just bought a new cell phone. Which means a new version should be released very shortly. I never time it right. Whenever I buy a phone, the next week, people are like, oh, yeah, they released a new version. The one you bought is now free. And these phones are not cheap. We've become numb to the price of these cell phones. Like, well, that's how much I spent on my engagement ring. There's pressure to get a new phone, right? There's that manufactured old phone shame. We've all been there. You're like, I got the iPhone 7. What a loser. Where'd you get that? The Smithsonian? Does the camera on that phone use film? That's the only thing they improve on the phone, is the camera, right? And then they try and convince us we need the new phone. They're like, oh, this new phone's unbelievable. It's got four lenses, 5 million megapixels. You can shoot a feature film. I just need to text my wife.
Trouble.
Bad Bad Leroy Brown. I'm so sad about Jim Croce. Most of his hit songs were released after he was killed in that airplane crash. 838 WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Kentucky woman, she shine with her own kind of light. She look at you once in a day, if it's all wrong, looks all right. And I love her, God knows I love her. Kentucky woman, she get to know you, she got to own you. Kentucky woman, she ain't the kind.
author of this song. Just passed away yesterday, Mark James. One of his biggest hits. Hooked on a Feeling, here's Blue Sweet at WRJN.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. Lips as sweet as candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a bug from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affected if I can for sure. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling. You're in love with me. I said I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing that you're.
Yeah, Mark James wrote that song. You wrote a whole bunch of them, and including Suspicious Minds for Elvis. Just passed away yesterday, too. I think he was in his 80s, Mark James. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. TV Guide put together a list of the best, greatest game shows of all time. They did 60 of them. We'll only do the top 10 here. Number 10, I just saw the host of this show the other day online. The Newlywed Game. Bob Eubanks was the host of that. What's that? You had something brilliant to say there?
Oh, no, I was saying amen, brother.
Oh,
amen.
Okay. Yeah. That was brilliant.
What a great show.
What's My Line? Real old school game show that ran from 1950 to 1975.
That was awesome, too.
Yeah, What's My Line? Password with Alan Ludden. The password is... Anyway, The Hollywood Squares... Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? The Price is Right, still going on. Match Game, especially Gene Rayburn. I was in the studio audience of the Match Game back in the 60s. We were just walking around the streets and, you know, we went in. They give you tickets on the street corner to get in because they want to fill the audience. Yeah, we saw the Match Game that day. Family Feud, Wheel of Fortune, which Pat Sajak just retired after 200 years as host. And, of course, number one, the game show that people are so petrified to even be on, Jeopardy. My my former mother-in-law was a champion on Jeopardy.
Really?
Back when Art Fleming was the host, the original host of Jeopardy. And she was a champion. But then you won like $300-$400 when you were a champion then.
That was a lot of money back then.
Yeah, she's pretty smart. She pulled it off, yeah. So this is before I was involved in the family. But still, that's pretty good. All right, it's 849, make it 850, WRJN, local news, timeless hits.
Summer's heating up, and so are the deals at Studebaker's in Racine. Fuel up and feast. When you purchase 10 gallons of gas, you'll receive a coupon for a free two-topping pizza right next door at the Dish Restaurant. That's right. Fill up your tank, check out the refreshing sips and snack sensations, and grab your free two-topping pizza coupon for the Dish. Offer valid while supplies last. See store for details. Swing by Studebaker's Fuel and Food at 31 in Spring. Home of convenience, selection, service, and savings.
get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at PaysBig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, college kids are smart about a lot of things, but there's one thing they need some help with. Leaving college without any credit history. Too many of them are only using debit cards or cash, and those don't build credit. So they leave college with no credit history, which means no credit score, just when they need to rent an apartment or buy a car. And some employers are even checking credit scores these days. Now there's a solution, a credit card made for students. Student cards have a low limit and don't require a credit history. Now, like everybody, students should only use 10 to 15% of their credit every month and pay the card off on time. Then, when somebody's ready for the job market, they've got the credit they need to get the apartment and car that they want. This is exactly what my kiddo's going to be doing when she leaves for college in the next year or so. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Consider yourself a snowbird with property in the south, or just like to vacation there. You'll want to keep an eye on what's predicted to be an active hurricane season from now through the end of November. Forecasters say that there's an 85% chance of above the normal number of hurricanes, especially in the Atlantic Basin. Here's what it could look like. 17 to 25 storms, 8 to 13 of them becoming hurricanes, and 4 to 7 of those could be major. If you're wondering why, temperatures in the Atlantic Ocean are near record warmth, and La Niña conditions are developing, and both of these support the formation of tropical storms. No matter where you go, it's information to keep you and your family weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Your touch has thrilled me like the rush of the wind, and your arms have held me safe from a rolling sea. There's always been a quiet place to harbor you and me.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean.
That flows from you. Don't let me drift away, my dear, when love can see me through.
Our love is like a ship on the ocean. We've been sailing with a cargo full of love and devotion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where you got the notion. So I'd like to know where you got the notion. Said I'd like to know where.
Nation, and yes, they named the group after Howard Hughes. That's the truth. Rock the Boat, Hughes Corporation, local news, timeless hits, and WRJN. Finally, an odd but true segment. The average human being sprints at 15 miles an hour. Makes us the slowest out there. The average hippopotamus runs at 19 miles an hour. So that means I can't even outrun a hippopotamus. Is that weird? I knew I couldn't outrun another human being, but I didn't think a hippopotamus would beat me. I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you Monday morning once again, 6 a.m. Cindy Huber's up next. She's got a keyword for you in our Scotty Summer statewide contest. Keep it here, WRJN, local news and timeless hits.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Guests who just dropped in at the G7 summit in Italy.
G7 leaders welcomed a special guest into their midst, Pope Francis, who arrived via helicopter in style here in southern Italy. It's his first G7 summit. He's here to talk with the other leaders about artificial intelligence as they grapple.